Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
At hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Friends and colleagues of mine at the Fox News Channel, they've been going through a lot lately. We lost one of our top executive news people at 47 years of age, and he had a heart attack. Great guy. We have a Fox News meteorologist. He was literally pummeled by a group of teenagers in New York City when he tried to stop them from harassing another subway rider, strap hanger, as they call them, on early Sunday. And they just beat the crap out of them. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's sad, but it's not the same when you have no bail laws and you have defund, dismantle the police, which is what New York City's become. Yeah, they're setting record crime every single year, the last 2 years in a row. This seems to be open season. My friend and colleague, Gianno Caldwell. Now, he has a very unique story to tell. His brother was murdered in Chicago. He sees what happens to his little brother, and he's like, I got to get my family out of here. I owe it to my family to save them. And so he spends a fortune, and he packs up everybody in the family, and they move to Florida, to the Miami area. And he was asked to leave a restaurant in North Miami because, quote, he was told his conservative views don't align with the opinions of the owners of the restaurant. I think it's called Paradise Books and Bread. In response, Gianno said, this situation reminds me of something that MLK said in 1963, a very simple truth. He said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And what I experienced yesterday, me and some of my neighbors, who I'm just getting to know, was an injustice, a grave injustice. Anyway, he is a friend on top of everything else, but Fox News political analyst, and he joins us now. Gianno, I wrote you this weekend when I saw this clip, and I'm like, I can't even believe what I'm reading and seeing here. And it's just so sad to me. You left Chicago after the death of your brother. You've been very outspoken. It's changed your life. You are now on a mission. I think it's become a calling for you to save other people's lives in Chicago. You moved down to a safer state by every measure, and that's Florida. And then you go to a restaurant, you kicked out of the restaurant. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Sean, I got to tell you that I am still shell-shocked based on what happened this past Saturday, and it's taught me many things since I had that experience, and that is, one, on the left, intolerance for some have become the norm, not the exception. On the left, that's what we're seeing. If you disagree with them in any way, ideologically, if you believe in conservative values, if you believe that God is our leader and our guide. That's something that upsets them. They dislike that. They despise that. They don't want you in their presence. They don't want you in their restaurant. They don't want your money. And I think a lot of folks have gone on social media to say exactly that. And I'll tell you what happened is, it was my first time getting together with this group of individuals. They live in my building. Two of them do. And they
the reason you paid a lot of money, you know, and you moved your entire family down there to get away from the violence in Chicago. I want to be very clear. After the death of your brother, you're an innocent victim of this everyday violence in Chicago.
Yes, my brother was murdered on June 24th in Chicago. And since then, I moved in my baby brother, and I'm also moving some of my other family members as well, my now youngest living brother. So, yes, that was a major life change, and things are much better here in Florida, in Miami, than there are in Chicago or pretty much anywhere else in the country, per my experience. So I'm thankful that I did. I'm blessed that I have the opportunity to do so. So what happened on Saturday, I'm sitting, meeting these folks, talking to these folks, and they're just interested. They're intellectually curious. How are things at Fox? How do you like working there? Are you a conservative?
And I like it, except this Hannity guy's a jackass. I don't like him.
No. And I'm going to tell you, for the folks that are listening, Sean Hannity, I know you all listen to him every day on the radio. You watch him on TV.
It's not about me.
I know it's not, but I'm going to say it because what you did for me means so much. And I have to tell people this. This is one of the best human beings you can ever meet in your life. This is one of the best human beings you can have the pleasure of calling a friend. When my brother was murdered, you had been there for me nonstop since June last year. We didn't have a relationship before. I've been on your radio program, on your TV program. But since then, just guiding me, advising me, no matter the time or day, always available. And I cannot thank you enough. So I thank you,
listen,
for that, Sean.
I appreciate your friendship to me, and getting to know you has been an honor for me. So this isn't about me, and it breaks my heart. Look, Gianno, I told you this in a note over the weekend. I said, I've had this experience that you went through, but it doesn't bother me anymore. I've been doing this too long. It makes me so angry, though, when it happens to a friend rather than when it happens to me. I don't know why it makes me angry, because I feel like I've signed up for this. I give strong opinions. But what was so bad that you were talking about at this lunch?
And that was it, Sean. They said, hey, are you a conservative? I said, in fact, I am. I have a book out called Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. And I encouraged them to get the book. I began to talk to them about my brother. I said, my brother was murdered on June 24th in Chicago. I'm thankful for Fox for giving me the platform to try to get justice for him and other families. I mentioned how I was in D.C. the week before, meeting with members of Congress on Capitol Hill, talking to them about my brother and other victims of violent crime in America, how they want me to really get involved and be the voice for victims. These were the things that we were talking about. I talked about progressive DAs, how they're exacerbating the issue of crime with these soft-on-crime policies. Those are the things that made them so upset that the owner then came up to the table and said to us, I've been listening to your conversation. I don't like it. You are not welcomed here. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, did I say something that triggered you? Because I'm the only one that had been alluding to my politics and talking about it. They just listened. She said, no, our politics just don't align. I'm the owner here. I don't feel comfortable. You have to leave. I stood up from the table and walked right out, and they walked behind me. This shouldn't be the case in anywhere in the country, let alone in Florida. There's some people, a person would have the gall to put me out. Because I don't politically.
It shouldn't happen anywhere, Gianno. And exactly. Here's the thing. You know, and I said this even at the time that, remember the birthday cake controversy? I'm like, somebody wants a birthday or a wedding cake. I'm making them the cake. These people need to, you know, if I'm in business, I don't care if you're a liberal, a conservative, Republican, Democrat, independent, libertarian. I want you in my place. And I want to do the most business I can do. How stupid on their part. But I mean, was the restaurant like reacting to it? Was there any other?
There was no reaction. It was literally us sitting at a table having a conversation. There were other people in the restaurant, but no one came up and said, I don't like what you all are talking about. We weren't crazy loud. We weren't loud at all. We had a conversation amongst ourselves, but this lady continued looking at me, and as you know, being a public figure, I'm always looking around the room because somebody could be taping, recording, or even trying to come to attack. So I don't know. So I'm always looking around, and the lady continued to give me nasty looks throughout the entire time that we were there. But I didn't expect to know that I would get this kind of response by saying, yes, I'm a conservative. I have a book, Taken for Granted. Pick it up. I didn't think that people would, that this owner would take such offense to see a black man talking about conservatism, and it offends her so much that she has to kick me out of her restaurant. This, I believe, Sean, is a microcosm of a larger issue in America. There is an attack on freedom of speech, and there's absolutely an attack on conservatism. And especially if you choose to be a black person and being conservative in this country, there's a lot of people who will not like it, and there will be a target on your back. I know this, I realize this, and I saw it up close and personal on Saturday.
Quick break, more with Gianno Caldwell. His new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Listen, if you believe in the sanctity of life, there's an incredible new group I want to tell you about. It's called Preborn. They don't get a penny from the federal government, and they're using science, the science of ultrasound, to save babies' lives. Every day, Preborn is able to rescue 150 babies, and the way they do it, through science and the especially ultrasounds today, I mean, you can see, you know, the features of a baby's face and their fingers and toes, and you hear the heartbeat. And when people see that science, the majority of the time, they choose life. They're dependent on you totally. No government money whatsoever. They're asking the pro-life community, people that believe in the sanctity of life. It's $28 per ultrasound, and you can rescue a baby's life. Or $140,000 can save five lives. You can sponsor that if you have it. Whatever it is, their goal is ultimately to save 100,000 babies' lives through science. Anyway, it's a great group. I'm participating soon as well. Just dial #250. Say the keyword baby. #250. Keyword baby, and put your principles, you know, on the line here for a great cause. All of your money goes straight to the work that they do, 100% tax deductible. They have a website also, preborn.com/Sean. All right, we continue with my friend from Fox, Gianno Caldwell is with us. Taken for Granted is his book, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Has Failed. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. I want people to know about you and this book, and your book has taken off. We have, by the way, it's linked on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberals Failed. You did not exactly have an ideal life with a silver spoon in your mouth. You know, when I found out you were born to your mom and your mom was consumed by drugs and you were raised by your grandmother, you were raised in poverty on the south side of Chicago. You have witnessed more growing up than most people ever see in 10 lifetimes. And then it impacts you directly by the loss of your brother. And I remember those early conversations we had about this and how brokenhearted you were, but how you resolved in your heart to try to save other people's lives. And you have done a lot of work. Not only have you gone to Congress, you've met with John Walsh. John Walsh has supported your efforts. You have put pressure on the police department that has not at all times been cooperative and helpful. It's a disgrace. And all these, we know how to prevent death. Rudy Giuliani showed us the way in New York. They could do the same thing in Chicago. You know, I run these names and scroll these names. Nobody seems to give a damn, Gianno.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. They could change the dynamic. And there's a mayor's race next month, and I'm hoping that Chicagoans will make a better decision as to who to lead them, especially a mayor who's about law and order, because that's what we absolutely need in the city of Chicago, in Illinois, and in this country overall. In Chicago, crime is up over 40%. That is not okay. You're seeing countless people who are being murdered, black bodies literally being littered in the streets of Chicago. This is absolutely unacceptable. And as you mentioned, when you talk about my book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed, I wrote that book especially to give a testament to what God can do in any challenging situation. Yes, I grew up extremely poor, lights and gas and water off at the same time. Mom addicted to crack cocaine. But despite all of that, I made it to where I am today is because God had his hand on me continuously. He's favored me. I rolled up my sleeves, and I did a lot of the hard work starting at age 14 when I got in politics. But I cannot say it enough that no matter how bad a situation can be in anyone's life, God can come in and change the entire landscape and clean you up to the point that people will never know what happened to you in your life. And I want to commit that to people today. If you're looking for a way out of whatever situation you're in, go to God. He'll have your answer for you every time.
Amen. There are two things that have kept me sane in my life. The fact that I grew up in a working family and that my parents worked constantly. You know my family background, and I work constantly from, you know, being a paper boy at 8 and a dishwasher every Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 12, and then a cook, and all these jobs I tell people about. But the more important thing is, you know, what are you thinking about in terms of how to deal with this? Do you just walk away from this? I know you've made it public. I'm glad people now in Miami know about this place. I know and know what went on there. We're going to try and get the owner of this restaurant to come on and explain himself, because I think it's outrageous what they did to you.
That would absolutely be good. And I'll tell you, what am I thinking about? I'm going to let God lead the way, as I should always in any situation like this. I've been looking at my social media account at Gianno Caldwell for anyone who may be interested, and seeing the comments, the love, the support from the viewers, our viewers over at Fox News Channel, and just Americans across the country who may not even be conservatives. Maybe they're Democrats, maybe they're independents, whatever, but they know that wrong is wrong. And as Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. If it would have been a conservative owner of a restaurant and some folks came in and they happened to be liberal, that would be wrong to put them out too, so long as they're not disturbing or interrupting anyone. And we weren't doing that. We were respectful. That's why I even asked you, did I say something that triggered you? Because I want to be respectful of your space and what you own. But they weren't respectful of me. They didn't think that I should even be allowed to have my belief system, my ideology. Who are you to think you can be a black conservative? How dare you? You got to get out of our space. This should never happen. And what I do for it, I'm going to talk about on social media, but God will certainly be in the plans and leading the way there, Sean.
The one thing I can tell you is your life has, in many ways, out of such tragedy now, taken on a purpose that is beyond inspiring. I want to remind people about your book. It's called Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Gianno Caldwell, we're going to have more on Hannity tonight. We're trying to get the owner of this restaurant to come on and explain himself with you and maybe talk it out with you.
That would be great.
We'll see you tonight on TV. I love you. You're a good man. I'm proud of you. I'm so sorry about all the pain that you've been through in the last year. You know, you always have an open mic here on this show and a camera on my TV show anytime you want it.
I love you too, big brother. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Gianno Caldwell, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound. And that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. Our number, if you want to be a part of the program, So now we have five separate locations where Biden documents have shown up. And it's kind of amazing to watch the Democrats. And they're now turning on Biden. It may go to my original theory. If you remember when this story first broke and it was one place and two places, I said the timing here is suspicious, especially with the new Congress, the investigations by judiciary and Jim Jordan, especially on the FBI being politicized, the DOJ weaponized. And then, of course, Jim Comer and the House Oversight Committee, his investigation into the Biden family syndicate. It seemed a little too convenient for me. Now, they didn't do a full-on raid like they did Mar-a-Lago, but Justice Department officials were brought in this weekend. But, watching the Democrats evolve, turn into pretzels, some outright turning on Biden is very interesting to me. Listen to our little montage.
President Biden's lawyers revealed that documents marked classified were found in office space that he used as a private citizen.
This morning, ABC News has learned classified documents from President Biden's time as vice president have been found at an office he no longer uses.
The White House revealed this weekend additional pages of classified documents were discovered inside the president's Delaware home.
That search was completed last night, and now this is in the hands of the Justice Department.
So we should assume that
you should assume that it's been completed, yes. Right? They completed the search with documents being found last night.
Now we turn to President Biden's handling of items marked classified. Even more were found in President Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware, after the president's lawyers invited the FBI to search it on Friday. Some of those materials date back to Mr. Biden's Senate days more than 14 years ago.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And it's just totally irresponsible.
The president's attorney says the latest batch amounts to six more items with classification markings. For now, a total of between 25 and 30 documents. And in a sign of how this investigation may continue to stretch out, a source familiar with the probe tells CBS News investigators are considering searching other locations.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
I just love Carmina Burana. The music, it just sounds like it just is perfect for the moment. Let's put it that way. I got to remind you about protecting your home ownership. What does that mean? You ever hear of home title theft? Well, guess what's happening? Criminals around the world are targeting American homeowners just like you. And your home's title, that is the document that proves you own your home. That document is very easily found online. These thieves will simply forge your signature on a legal document claiming, hey, you sold them your home, even though you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home. They disappear and you get hit. You may not know until you get hit with a late payment or a foreclosure notice. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Now, homeowners insurance, many common identity theft programs, they don't protect you on this issue of Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock does. Now, if you go to their website, hometitlelock.com/Sean to protect yourself, they will verify your home's title is still safely in your name. You can register your address for free, no obligation, and Home Title Report, and you'll get a Home Title Report for your files. They'll give it to you. It's $100 value, absolutely free. So check them out on the web, hometitlelock.com/Sean. hometitlelock.com/Sean. Eugene in Florida, the free state of Florida. What's going on, sir?
I'm a little astounded at the commotion being made about Biden having these documents. It appears to me that nobody in government knows who has these documents, where they're at, how they're stored, what agency in the government's responsible for classifying and making sure that they're in safe hands, that they know exactly where they're at, where they're being stored, how they're being stored, who looks at them. It seems like this is only the tip of the iceberg of the documents situation in government. And it's scary that we have all these loose documents lying around where anybody and his brother could get at them And who knows what they would do with them? You know, the fact that Biden's lawyers notified people that these documents existed is a credit to them, because they could have easily just destroyed them, just like Hillary Clinton did. I mean, this is outrageous that the government has lost track of these sensitive documents.
Look, the only thing I can tell you is what I know, and this has happened. Now, Hillary's was far more deliberate. The deletion of 33,000 emails, Bleachbit, hammers destroying devices, removal of SIM cards, etc. That was all deliberate. The sheer volume of classified top secret materials on her server were enormous. And that was more cynical. Now, when a president leaves office, now Donald Trump as president had the ability to declassify anything he wanted to declassify. There is no set process to do such. And people made fun of an interview I had with him. He said, I could think about, all right, these are declassified, that's declassified, and it's done. There's nothing specifically laid out in the law that he had to do or anybody that he had to tell. But putting all that aside, you know, they had access to Mar-a-Lago. How do we know? Because the FBI was in the room where ultimately when they raided Mar-a-Lago, the documents were. And that's the same room that the FBI, after they were in the room, saw the room, saw what was in the room, asked for a padlock to be put on the door. Now, all they had to do is ask to take them, that they're classified, we really need to bring them back to the National Archives. That would have happened. Now, in the case of Donald Trump going further on his own, he hired a firm that thoroughly searched every single residence to make sure that there were no more documents. The Justice Department, the FBI, were invited to go on that search with them, and they turned it down. But in the case of Biden, he gets special treatment. One thing I'll tell you about Trump is Donald Trump did not pack a box. I can promise you that part. Number two, I doubt very highly. There's no way the guy that I know was spending any time ever looking at boxes that were brought back from the White House in some storage unit at Mar-a-Lago. Now, should they have a better system? Yeah, the National Archives and Records Administration, they should be themselves more responsible. They're now going to be investigated because it appears to be run by a bunch of people that are hardcore leftists, just like everything else in the deep state. So we'll get to the bottom of it. The fact that every Democrat went so hard against Donald Trump on this, Dick Durbin even had to admit, did Joe lose the high ground now? Yeah, he lost the high ground. Because he was so quick to judge and how did this happen? Irresponsible. How? So, you know, Joey, now we have, you know, five separate occasions and, you know, the Justice Department, well, we invited them in. So did Trump invite them in. They had unfettered access. That's why they put the padlock on, because they wanted it. Anyway, Eugene, good call, my friend. Appreciate it. Let's say hi, Sam in Florida. How are you? Glad you called.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank you for doing what you're doing. You're doing very well. We appreciate you. Don't ever change. I have a question, which I was discussing with a couple of friends. And then we were watching Fox News, and you know, we saw Karine Jean-Pierre, a.k.a. or refer you to someone else. The question that we were discussing was... that the Republicans want to do away with Social Security and with Medicare. And I wanted to just to know what your take is on that.
So every election year, and it happened this past midterm, and it happens every election year, Democrats lie and try to scare old people into thinking their lies are true. And the big lies usually are Republicans are going to take away your Social Security, your Medicare. Republicans are racist and sexist, misogynist, they're homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, transphobic. They want dirty air and water, and they want grandma and grandpa to die. And some Republican, you know, prominent Republican lookalike will take granny and grandpa in a wheelchair and throw them over a cliff. That's their standard playbook. They use fear and lies to win elections. It's dishonest. And the reason they keep doing it is because, unfortunately, not everybody listens to talk radio or watches Fox News. It's really that simple. It's sad, but that is the reality.
Yes. That's what I thought, and that's where I stand. And a lot of people are, I guess, misinformed. But anyway, thank you very much for confirming what I thought. And like I
well,
said
thank
before, keep doing what you're doing. We need more people like you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sam. Appreciate it. All right, quick break. Right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Mike Pompeo at the top of the hour as we continue. I will be joined by our friend Mike Pompeo at the top of the hour. He's got great insights in his new book, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the American America I Love. That's coming up. We'll get back to our phone zone in the meantime. Chris is in Pennsylvania. Chris, glad you called, sir. How are you? Happy Monday.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Glad to talk to you. Hey, Sean, I wanted to talk to you a moment about Alec Baldwin and the comments he made. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no love for Alec Baldwin at all. I'm
By the way, no, nobody does, but go ahead. Maybe so his wife and kids. I don't know.
Maybe. But I've spent many, many, many years. I've done cowboy action shooting. I've done cowboy mounted shooting. And for those who don't know what that is, it's essentially where you take the single action Colt and you pretend you're a gunfighter for the day and you shoot paper targets, balloons, or whatever. So I'm very familiar with that firearm. Now, he made the comment that he didn't pull the trigger. And I'd heard... through the grapevine that that it was possible he had his finger on the trigger. Now, knowing that firearm like I do, that is entirely possible. When you train with that firearm to become proficient in that sport, you're essentially pulling back the hammer as you're drawing the firearm, and the way it's designed, it's very easy for your finger to go right on that trigger and you don't even know it.
Well, I'm familiar with the firearm, number one. You're right. It's a single action, and you draw back the hammer. And by the way, if you let go of it, it could fire the weapon. That would be one scenario. But he was very specific in saying, I didn't pull the trigger. He said, I did not pull the trigger. Now, let's say, I'm assuming when he says that is, I didn't pull the trigger, and I didn't pull back the hammer. I mean, because otherwise... Look, if you drop that gun is not going to go off that I can see. Maybe you see it differently than me, but even guns back in the day, you know, if you drop them, they don't go off usually. That doesn't happen. But he had it in his hand, and he's saying, I didn't shoot it. Well, then the firearm does not fire itself. Some action had to be taken for that firearm to release that round.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, when he had to have pulled the hammer back, there's no question about that. Now, did he pull the hammer back and his finger was on the trigger without him knowing? It's possible. Likely, probably not. That's for a jury to decide. But if that did happen, it's a tragic accident. However...
But by the way, involuntary manslaughter does not include the word intent. You don't want to do it. You don't plan to do it. You just do it. Because in this case, you know, number one, he has a leading role in terms of the film management on top of being the lead actor in the movie. So,
right.
And there were reports of other incidents that had occurred on the set that we haven't gotten all the full details of. And then you have the armorer there. And then you have, you know, there's supposed to be checks and balances. You know, look, I'm not a George Clooney fan either. But George Clooney said, anytime I'm handed a weapon on a set, I check it myself. Which, by the way, I would do based on my firearm safety training since I've been 10, 11 years old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the glaring question is, how did a live round get on the set, number one? Why was it there? And someone had to load that weapon. So, and it's very, very difficult to believe that someone who has any knowledge can mistake a live round for a blank round. There's glaring differences.
It would be, for me, impossible. And
right.
I'm a pistol marksman. However, I'm not an ammunition expert. I know guys that make their own ammunition. Maybe you do as well. I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't go that deep into it. When my weapon needs to be cleaned, I have professionals clean. I bring it to, you know, a gunsmith, and they take care of it. And people that I know that will do a better job and that are really good at it, and they do it every day. So it's just not my area of interest. And I really can't fire a firearm. Thanks to Mantis X, now I can, again, practice and be proficient in the safety and use of my firearm. But you know, I've just lost too much of my hearing with eight, you know, being on radio since 1987. But, you know, this is a, yeah, it was an accident. I don't think he went to work that day to kill a cinematographer. And however, there is a responsibility of everybody on that set. There shouldn't have been live rounds there. A, who put that live round in that weapon? B, he's saying he didn't pull the trigger. Makes no sense to me. Somebody had to take an action for that firearm to go off the way it did. The fact that it was a live round, you know, I don't have the answers. This trial is going to be interesting. Now, the jury will have two options in this case. One will be involuntary manslaughter. That's on the first case, 18 months maximum sentence. The second one is if a firearm used in involuntary manslaughter, that's 5-year mandatory minimum sentence. So that's what he's looking at right now. And if I was his lawyers, the fact even Mark Arago said this Friday night on TV, I wouldn't have let him go on George Stephanopoulos or make any public comments. And he should have kept his big fat mouth shut. But of course, Alec Baldwin be a guy. Alec, you know, I doubt anybody can control this idiot. Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. God bless you. Have a great week.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.